You're listening to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com. Greetings, everyone. I am Janelle Kazira, a member of the Kimco Realty blogging team. And today we have with us Tom Lasak, who is the regional sales manager of LCP 360. And LCP 360 is a visual marketing company, and we're here with them today specifically because they are also a Google certified agency and a custom virtual tour company. So they work with Google Business Photos, and they work with companies to generate Google Business Photos and get them up on Google. So we wanted to get sort of an insider look from the photographer perspective and the visual marketing perspective to get some insider advice for small businesses on using Google Business Photos, why they should be using them, and how they can help maximize their investment in these photographs. So, Tom, it's great to have you with us today.
Definitely appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
So, Google provides some good information on its website for businesses out there who want to get started with Google Business Photos, but we wanted to go take a little bit deeper dive into what that information is and learn some advice from your perspective on what we can do to help out some businesses who want to get started with Google Business Photos. So tell us first a little bit of background on LCP 360 and your involvement with Google Business Photos.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, LCP 360 is a visual marketing company. There's two facets to our business. Not only do we offer custom virtual tours for several different industries, from commercial real estate to hospitality to convention centers and arenas, but also we offer the Google Business Photo Program, which ties into the second part of our business. We are approved agency, and what does that basically mean? That we kind of manage a database of approved Google photographers across the nation. We have an in-house production staff. We create and publish tours online, and that's how we kind of, you know, control quality across the board and kind of maintain consistency across the board as well.
And when did you get started with Google Business Photos?
Sure. That actually started this year. Google kind of opened up the gates to agencies this year, I want to say in about January. Kind of prior to that, it was trusted individual photographers, and then this year kind of started off as agencies.
In your opinion, what do you think are the biggest reasons why retailers should be using Google Business Photos?
There are several reasons. One in particular that I kind of want to, you know, put in spotlight is kind of standing out on local Google search results. Google Business Photo Program, it's an extension of the Google Places pages. So there's kind of multiple access points where the Google Virtual Tour is going to be kind of housed. So one, it's going to be in your Places pages, and another, it's going to be on Google Street View, which is, of course, part of Google Maps. So, when you're on kind of the Google search and you put in a certain retailer's name, you hope that an actual Places page has come up. Most of these retailers have actually been pretty good in, you know, bringing up their, claiming their own actual Places pages or creating their own, and that's where it kind of comes up. So this program is kind of supplemented within that Places pages as well. Also, you know, kind of maintaining your brand image, kind of showcasing what you want to be showcased with your virtual tour. You're actually going to be able to kind of choose the path that it goes on and be able to kind of showcase your brand image. Also, you own the assets, so you actually own the photography itself. You can also, everything's tied in with Google Places, and in turn, you'll actually be able to track real-time analytics. You'll know how much traffic is coming on over time.
So are you seeing an increase in retailers coming to you for Google Business Photos?
Absolutely. Virtual tours have gained popularity over the last couple of years as technology has evolved. You know, with the advent of the Google Business Photo Program, virtual tours have become standardized, making it, you know, a lot more cost effective for retailers to embrace the technology. So that's, you know, pretty much one of the largest reasons why that's happening.
So then let's get into some of the advice and tips that we can offer to retailers. So first of all, probably one of the biggest questions that retailers have on their mind is, what should they be doing to prepare their store for a shooting?
Sure. I would say definitely knowing the path. So usually the way that, you know, this starts is right outside your front doors. And, it is a fluid path, knowing that it should start and being able to, which path it takes on. You can actually go right down straight through your store. You can take a right and go around. And you really want to know, kind of be cognizant of which way it's going. And it's a great reason for placement and stuff like that, being able to kind of showcase, your space in its best light. And also knowing your brand. So, think about how you want to paint your business. I mean, is it fun? Is it serious, clean, messy? Remember that, 360-degree tours, unlike still photos, will show everything from floor to ceiling. And also definitely think communicating to your team is, very important. Let them know that there's going to be a photographer coming in, talk about process, what's going to be shot, how long is it going to take, stuff like that. Make sure your team is prepared and ready when the photographer comes in.
What happens typically when a photographer does come to the place of business?
Sure. It's not as invasive as some might think. The equipment is very compact. It consists of a tripod and a specialized high-end camera. There's no flash, so there's no kind of camera team or camera crew that's going to be walking around. There's going to be one or two photographers, depending on, the type of business or the size. And, like I've mentioned prior, the path is very important. So having a good idea of what you want shot. So that's kind of what you're going to expect when a photographer arrives. Usually a typical shoot, depending on the size, ranges from anywhere from, as low as 45 minutes up to a couple hours. It just really depends what's going to be shot.
And so during that time that a photographer is there anything a retailer should know about how to kind of stay out of the way? Or conversely, what does a photographer do so that they don't interrupt business?
Definitely. There's several different kind of ways. You have to be cognizant. It's up to the retailers. I mean, sometimes you can have, it's up to you if you want to do before, an hour, during, if you want people in the shots. Of course, if there are people in the shots, just like Google Street View, their faces will be blurred, license plates will be blurred. So sometimes certain retailers want, the aesthetics of their buildings shot. So they're going to have a virtual tour, and there's not going to be anyone in the store. So this can be before working hours or right after. It really depends.
One of the things that Google does with business photos is that it doesn't dictate the pricing. So that's incumbent upon the retailer to work that out with the photographer and, work together on what the cost ends up being. So is there anything you can offer to retailers as far as how to make sure that that pricing conversation moves smoothly?
Absolutely. The one fantastic thing about it, dealing with an agency rather than an individual photographer is, an agency like ours, for instance, kind of, operates across all geographical regions. So, we're able to offer kind of national pricing and in that same essence, maintain quality. Individual photographers absolutely only kind of operate in their individual regions. So, pricing is kind of, all over kind of the gambit, but with, an agency, you're able to kind of negotiate the pricing, and since you have volume, you have, grounds to negotiate on.
What do you think are just a couple simple things that retailers could do to make sure that their store looks really great in their photos?
Sure. Definitely kind of the biggest thing is cleaning up. Every time I talk to a retailer or any kind of company, I always stress the fact of cleaning up. And that's, your carpeting, your furniture is pointing in the right direction. All your products are kind of facing the way they should be facing, cleaning air vents, stuff like that, lighting, make sure, consistency. I mean, you want certain things to be consistent across the entire virtual tour. Like I said previously, this is, panoramic photography. Everything is going to be visible. Everything is going to come out. So you have to stay consistent across all those shots.
You mentioned an important thing, lighting. And some stores have more windows than others. So if a store wants to have some natural sunlight or if a store wants to use artificial sunlight, can you kind of tell us what sorts of considerations either retailer might need to have in mind?
Absolutely. We always say kind of in photography, the more light, the better. So, all the Google certified photographers are going to be able to compensate for light. So we're going to make sure your windows aren't blown out and stuff like that. So we're going to make sure to adjust accordingly and make sure that the photos kind of showcase the best light possible. So as long as the light is there, we'll be able to compensate for it.
And what types of photos do you think a retailer should make sure that their photographer is capturing, whether that be some of the big room shots or some close-up shots, or, you know, what should be part of the lineup?
Sure. One thing I didn't mention, there's kind of really, there's two things that get shot as part of the Google Business Photo Program. Of course, there's going to be a virtual tour that we've been talking about, which takes you on a, you know, a fluid path throughout your store, but also POIs. And POIs are actually point of interest. Those are still photos. So, of course, like I mentioned, the virtual tour, you can take on any particular path you want and kind of take you through the store on, you know, whichever direction you'd like. But also the POIs are going to be those still photos. So you can, you know, aesthetics of the building itself, then, you know, the exterior, the interior. You can shoot particular, you know, types of brands of clothing or what have you in your store. It really depends. You can shoot schedules. You can, you know, shoot the cash registers. It's really up to you as to what you want those digital still photos and virtual tour to consist of.
Do you think, Tom, that there are any common pitfalls we should make retailers aware of when it comes to having their store photographed or when using their photos afterward?
Absolutely. I definitely think preparation is the biggest thing. I mean, scheduling issues, you know, staff not knowing about the shoot. It's very important for, you know, when you're scheduling these shoots, it's on a very high level. That it has to trickle down to kind of the regional level and the individual store level. You know, everyone really has to be cognizant that there is a shoot going on. So it, once everyone knows, everyone's going to be able to kind of, you know, put their store in their best light. And that's really, you know, what you want to happen. Also, another thing is you don't want to rush or stress the photographer. You know, you want him to come in, feel very welcomed, and in turn, it'll be mutual, and, you know, let the photographer do his thing. He's a professional, Google-certified photographer. He knows what needs to be captured. He knows what needs to be shot. He or she, that's what I meant to say. So they'll know what needs to be shot. And, you know, and you have to understand the process, you know, on the client side as well. That's another thing. You have to know what, you have to familiarize yourself with the Google Business Photo Program, what's actually going to be captured. You know, being cognizant of that, that's very important.
What happens afterwards? So the photographer comes in and he takes the photos, and then there's a process where they're put on Google Business Photos. What happens at that phase, and what makes it onto Business Photos?
Sure. I think a kind of a question as a precursor to this one is how long it takes. I'm usually kind of a typical turnaround time from your initial order to this being on, you know, published on Google is probably 2 to 3 weeks. So from the actual point that it's been published, there's kind of, you know, multiple different access points of this, you know, virtual tour. It's going to be on your Google Places page. It's going to be on Google Maps. It's going to be on Google Street View. So it's going to be very easily accessible by the public. And, you know, another way that you can use it is kind of blast it in social media. You can embed it on your own website using HTML code. Attracting users to your Places pages. Kind of, you know, the more kind of traffic you build to your Places pages, kind of the better rankings you have as well. So you kind of really want to stay on top of, you know, claiming ownership of your Google Places pages, because that's something kind of, you know, aggregates all your information, your reviews. You know, it's something that really kind of showcases your business in the light you want it to have. So one thing I want to stress is definitely claiming ownership of these Google Places pages.
Okay, great. All right, Tom, it was great talking with you, and thank you so much for all of your advice and insider information.
Definitely. Anytime.
All right. And for all of our listeners out there, again, that was Tom Lasak with LCP360, which is a Google-certified agency, and you can learn more about Google Business Photos by going to the Google Business Photos page to get started. So thank you, Tom.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You've just listened to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com.